off to the great white north.
Marketplace Morning Report is produced in association with the University of Southern California.
From American Public Media in Los Angeles, good morning. I'm Steve Chiatakis. President Obama today makes the first foreign trip of his administration to Canada. Unlike his high-profile trip to Europe during his candidacy, the trip north of the border is a no-frills affair. Here's Marketplace's Dan Gretsch.
No grand speeches, no rallies, not even dinner. President Obama will have just 6 hours to explain to his Canadian counterpart what his stimulus plan's Buy America provision means and his campaign promise to renegotiate the NAFTA free trade agreement. Peter DeShazo is with the Center for Strategic and International Studies.
The United States and Canada are linked in so many ways, and the future of the two countries really depends on cooperation and on working together.
DeShazo says Canada is by far America's largest trading partner. Trade between the two countries is nearly 50% larger than that of the U.S. and China. But there's one area of business that Canada's particularly worried about.
The Canadians will be following very carefully what the United States does to meet the challenges of the financial crisis.
Canada is the world's third largest exporter of auto parts, and America is one of its biggest customers. So Canadians are anxious to see a rescue package for Detroit. I'm Dan Gretsch for Marketplace.
Let's bring in personal finance expert Chris Farrell and talk about the criticism about protectionism. Chris, Mr. Obama will have a lot of explaining to do when he talks to trade partners, won't he?
That's right. It's a little bit of a delicate dance to say, look, we have the Buy American provision, but we really want to continue international trade. And by the way, there is a very big loophole in the Buy American provision, which says that the U.S. has to honor all its international trade agreements, such as the North American Free Trade Agreements. And I think that's what he's going to focus on.
But Chris, the president campaigned on maybe rethinking NAFTA. So does that come out in all of this?
That's right. And he's been a little bit weak. There's been some criticism that, you know, he didn't like the Buy American provision, but he didn't put a lot of his prestige behind getting it out of there. But, you know, my reaction, my sense of this is the op-ed pages and the airwaves are sort of full of this sound. Protectionists are coming. Protectionists are coming. It's going to be the 1930s all over again. And it reminds me of this movie. The Russians are coming. The Russians are coming. You know, it's a lot of exaggeration going on here, and it kind of troubles me.
But in this debate, this free trade debate, there are losers. What do we say to the losers, the people who lose their jobs in free trade?
Well, what I want to do is economists— you want to write about free trade and against protectionism? Here's the deal. You get to write a paragraph that says, you know what? Free trade is good. But the rest of the article has to be filled with, what do you do for the losers? What do you do for the worker that is out of a job? And by the way, a lot of workers are out of jobs. So let's devote our brain power toward the people who are suffering from free trade because, you know what? Take a look at this Buy American provision in the fiscal stimulus package. It's got so many loopholes, it makes Swiss cheese look like a hyperbole. I mean, come on. Americans embrace freer trade. We basically do. Congress basically embraces free trade. The president basically embraces free trade. Stop writing about protectionism and start writing about how do you get people back to work.
Personal finance expert Chris Farrell. Chris, thanks.
Thanks a lot.
Most world markets up just a bit. Japan and Hong Kong closed slightly higher, a fraction of a percent each. Europe is trading higher as well. London, Frankfurt, and Paris are all up under half a percent this morning. And the Dow gained 3 points yesterday. 3 points. The Nasdaq lost 3 points. S&P stocks were basically flat. The price of oil sits at around $35 a barrel this morning. Well, life isn't much of a highway for U.S. drivers these days. The Transportation Department says highway travel in December was down for the 14th month in a row. The decline wasn't quite as steep as previous months because of cheaper gasoline. The average price for a regular gallon dropped about 2 dimes during December. A lot of people are holding off on buying big ticket items right now, and that includes computers and printers. That explains Hewlett-Packard's latest earnings report. Even HP's printer ink business took a hit because of the economic fallout. Company says its quarterly profit was down about 13%.
Hello.
Marketplace Morning Report is supported by LendingTree, where you can choose up to 4 customized loan offers. 1-800-555-TREE. When banks compete, you win. And by Constant Contact, dedicated to helping small businesses and nonprofits build stronger customer relationships through email marketing. ConstantContact.com.
The Labor Department releases its weekly report on initial jobless claims later today. The unemployment rate for aging baby boomers has doubled over the past year. Marketplace's Nancy Marshall Genzer reports on the challenges facing older workers.
51-year-old Tom Brunig lost his marketing job in December. He's been networking furiously, but hasn't had a single interview. Now he's starting his own consulting business in Portland, Oregon. Brunig says unemployment is especially tough for boomers. They're used to the go-go 80s. Big hair, big money, lots of jobs.
There may be a feeling of entitlement, which can lead, in this kind of time, to a sense of frustration.
Frustration caused by these statistics. The unemployment rate for workers aged 55 to 64 has gone from 3 to 6% over the past year, according to the Urban Institute. The Institute's Sheila Zedleski says older male boomers have been hit hardest.
The older adults working in construction, manufacturing, the kinds of industries that have been hit the hardest.
Zedleski says college-educated boomers may have trouble finding jobs if their computer skills aren't up to scratch. In Washington, I'm Nancy Marshall Genzer for Marketplace.
By the way, more economic reports are due out today. The Labor Department will also report the Producer Price Index for January, which is the main gauge of wholesale inflation. Hope you can join us at our website, marketplace.org, the numbers, podcasts, and the thoughts of our online host and blogger, Scott Jagow, inside marketplace.org. In Los Angeles, I'm Steve Chiatakis. Thanks for being with us. Have a great day.
American Public Media.
The world can be a confusing place for kids, and finding the words to explain it all can be tricky, too. Introducing Million Bazillion, a Webby-winning podcast from Marketplace that takes your kids on exciting adventures to answer the awkward and complex questions they have about money. Each week, we tackle hard-hitting inquiries from kid listeners like,
what is a college account and how does it work?
I want to know what unions are and what they are for.
Why does the U.S. have so much gold in Fort Knox and what do they use it for?
Help your kids understand how money fits into the world around us. Listen to Million Bazillion wherever you get your podcasts.